Joining us now is another old friend of the show on our ticket hotline. It's our favorite octogenarian. We say good morning to Jesse the Usher. Hey, Jesse.
You're going to have to speak up if I'm going to be able to hear you now.
Yeah, it's got us. Hey there, Jesse.
Can you hear us? Okay, I got you now loud and clear.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys. Can you believe I made it this long?
Can't believe it, but glad you made it.
I am too, and I just got a very important job. It may be the most important thing I've done since I mowed down about 30 Germans in one afternoon in World War II.
Yeah, World War II is a different era.
Different time. It is, but that's experience that you don't have. See, I have that experience. After them shenanigans that happened up at that Capitol building back on Jan 6, Anno Domini 2021, I received a call from a certain Washington, D.C. And it was, I see the on the caller ID.
Caller ID?
On my phone there, the caller ID. It said from Washington, D.C., so I pick it up, and it was a conference call, and it was all the heavy hitters here. The head of the FBI was on the line, the director of the CIA, the secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, and Beyonce and Jay-Z.
They were on it, too.
All of them on it, yeah. And they said, Jesse, we've had some problems up here with this here Capitol building we got going on, and we need some help, and they say, we ask around, you're the most experienced of all the ushers in America.
They came to you for help.
They called me right after that Capitol thing happened. And they say, you know security so well because, you know, I've worked over, 3,000-4,000 events now.
Yep.
Probably more than that. That's when I quit counting. And I quit counting in the 60s. So.
Yeah, but that's ushering. It's not security, though,
But I run security at them concerts, too, and I've had a lot of Eagles concerts get out of control.
Eagles concerts?
Yeah, that's a crazy crowd, that Eagles.
Is it?
Well, maybe back in the 70s
that
it was.
That hardcore Eagles music just really aggravates people's aggression.
Never heard that.
So I had so much experience, they come to me and they say, we want to hire you to be in charge of the security for the inauguration.
So wow.
That's what I'm doing this week.
Man. Congratulations.
I'm preparing like you wouldn't believe. Now, I didn't say yes right away because I wanted them to meet my demands, you see.
Demands?
Yeah, I had demands.
Okay. Like what?
Well, I wanted $1 million in unmarked bills because I ain't put away too much for retirement. And I wanted the latest in government-grade laser-enhanced weaponry.
Okay.
I wanted a full-body Kevlar suit that is adult diaper compatible. And I wanted a fully fueled jet pointed toward Cuba just for, just for safety's sake.
Seem like dangerous demands to make of the FBI and Homeland Security.
You take the gig or you don't.
And no brown M&Ms backstage. I threw that in there for good luck. And they said yes, and so I said, one more thing, one night, no questions asked with Beyonce.
Okay.
All right.
Jesse.
Someone's going to sign off on that.
Well, they said yes. I think they're counting on the fact I can't perform on that last one. But anyway, so I've been brushing up on my World War II battlefield-tested, patented space karate.
Space karate?
Space karate. It's kind of, you know how Bruce Lee had his own form of Wing Dun or whatever he called his kung fu that he developed himself.
Yeah.
This is what I developed myself, is space karate.
Okay.
And I've been in serious training for a week. I've added over 40 pounds of muscle.
Oh, my God. That's hard to do in your 80s.
Rice and DeChambeau.
Using the training techniques of Dr. Ferrari.
Okay.
You may have heard of him.
Little illegal stuff there.
Oh, yeah. And I've been training with the Navy SEALs. I can hold my breath underwater for 7 minutes now.
Wow.
And I can bench press a 120-pound full-grown woman.
That is impressive.
And I can now yell louder than Tony Romo during a playoff game broadcast. I had to practice that to yell out my commands to my team, right?
That's pretty loud.
They let me assemble my own team. That was another requirement I had. I have to pick my own guys.
Okay.
So I went around to over 30 nursing homes and assisted living facilities, assembling my old team of crack ushers that I fought alongside in Iwo Jima.
That's a veteran group.
Veteran group and everything. And this is going to be the safest inauguration you ever seen.
Well, that's good.
Because we're going to kick some ass, Jeff. If any of them traitor patriots try to disrupt this inauguration, they're going to get a high kick from my prosthetic leg right to the throat.
You have a prosthetic leg?
We didn't know that.
Just learning that.
That was another one of my requirements. I wanted to
you
get
wanted
a third leg. A third leg. A prosthetic one. It had lasers on it for accuracy. So I want America to not fear because Jesse the Usher is in charge of the inauguration.
All right. Well, that's good to hear, Jesse.
I know it is. Thank you, Jeff. And this is my 12th inauguration that I've worked. So
that's amazing.
I've worked quite a few of them, a few of them, and everything. Did you guys see the football yesterday?
Yeah, we watched the football over the weekend. Sure did.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
tell me about it from the first play to the last play.
Well, we don't have time for that,
too long,
Jesse.
My TV's on the fritz. I couldn't see it and everything. All right, now y'all take care and y'all watch out because old Jesse, you know, I'm back in the dating pool again, so I'm thinking about coming down there and Dallas checking out them women's.
Okay, well, get through the inauguration first,
I got
Jesse.
My COVID shot, my testosterone shot, and I had the government give me a set of them James Brown commemorative bull testicles.
All right, Jesse.
All right,
well,
now.
Good luck.
All right. Good
we'll
luck
see
you.
There
All
goes
right, now.
Jesse the Usher.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.